It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where Pirates fans are saying things like, wow, the fan base is going to check out before the home opener. Not my words. Do you agree with them? 412-928-9370. Now, what I've found with this fan base over the years is that we're resilient. Like, you get a lot of people who say, that's it, I'm done. It's over. I'm never watching again. I'm never spending a dime at that stadium, never again. And then Skeeds takes them out, and there's 35,000 people in there. And I'm not making fun of the people out there. I'm one of these guys. I'm doing my part today, by the way. I want to turn this around. I don't want to see the Pirates season end before it starts.
Nobody does.
So I'm going to do my part.
Okay. What's your part?
Well, I've changed Pirate hats. I've gone from my traditional black Pirate hat with the yellow P to now the old school one with the different gold, black P, and the black bill.
Okay.
If Paul Skeens wins his start today, I'm going with the Skeens stash again. We're going to get them out of this thing. Shave my beard, get the stash going, get the mojo rolling back in the right direction. We got to turn it around one Skeens stash at a time.
See, I was going to be on board with you of doing that, but it's going to have to take a little bit more for me to do that.
Then one Skeens start?
Yeah.
Doran, the Yankees are coming to town. They've hit 17 homers in four games. We all need to do our small part. I also think every fan seated in the outfield needs to all collectively, with every pitch, blow as hard as they can when the Yankees are up to bat. See if we can keep the balls in the ballpark.
Yeah, great.
I think a lot of Steelers fans did that when Mike Vanderjagt was lining up for the field goal in the 05 divisional round. I think we need to do that in the outfield every time the Yankees step up to bat.
Yeah.
This is what I've resorted to, bad comedy, Doran, to try to cope.
Well, there's no other angle. There's no other way. I don't know what else to do. It's not like we have control, but like, I mean, I don't think they know what they need to do.
Do you agree with that Pirates burner account on Twitter that you are going to lose interest before opening day? I'm not. I'm just not wired that way. I'll be negative, and then I'll just suffer through it all. But I'm interested where people come down on this at 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm also not into the sports talk radio thing of complaining, and not offering some level of solution. So I think you need to, and none of this is sexy, but it's the whole Mrs. Doubtfire thing. Help is on the way! Like, the dude who played first base last night don't need to be playing first base anymore. Emmanuel Valdez. I don't need that guy in my lineup. Like, I need Nick York up here. I need Billy Cook up here. And most importantly, and not that, again, this is going to move the needle considerably, but the guy they just traded for, get him up here. Alex Canario. So the PM guys had Keith Law on yesterday, one of the best prospect breaker downer guys in the biz. And he talked about Canario, and he said, he's something the Pirates just don't have.
Mm-hmm.
He's pure raw power.
Right.
He said he can't hit all that great, but okay. Before yesterday's game, and I haven't plugged in all the beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop metrics yet, they were hitting 176 as a team. So they're not hitting the baseball anyway. Give me a guy in the lineup that when he does hit the baseball, the damn thing goes a long way. Like, let's see what he could do. He led the minors in homers 2 years ago. It's either that or Ji-Won Bae. And what have we been told about Ji-Won Bae? He's up here because he can run. Well, everybody's running.
Yeah.
They got 17 steals through six games.
I mean, if you bring Canario up, what is that really going to do if nobody else is hitting?
I know, but it's the process, man. And I'm not even disagreeing with you. But, like, Jack Sawinski, for my money, should be in there every night. I know he went 0 for 4 and he's hitting 133.
He stunk.
I know that. But I would rather see him and Canario. We'll figure it out when he comes up here and he goes 0 for 5 and grounds into a double play. That's not fair because I want him up here. But like, I would rather see Jack Sawinski. I would rather see Billy Cook. I would rather see Nick York. I would rather see Canario. I would rather see all those guys than Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham is a $4 million 37-year-old. Like, veteran leadership, yeah. You've got Andrew McCutchen, who didn't play for the second straight night. Do we know why that is?
No, I don't know why.
Is he banged up? I'm
he
worried.
He hit a home run and then didn't play two games.
Every time people hit home runs on this team, they get hurt. And that's the other thing. Like, people don't like this. There's also the bad luck element on top of it. Like,
a lot. Every year.
It's everything.
Every year.
It's everything. Nick Gonzalez hits a home run. I feel like I'm having a cathartic experience here. The guy hits a home run. Ow, my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Jones going to be your number two starter. Ow, my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Spencer Horowitz, like, they actually make a trade from a position of strength to add a first baseman who might be able to do something, and I actually like the guy and think he could be good for the Pirates, and he's out until God knows when.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, like, not only is it, yeah, they didn't add enough and, okay, we don't love the managerial decisions. It's also, let's take all of that and let's throw a blanket over the top of it, and then written on that blanket is, oh, you're also going to get effed with the worst luck in Major League Baseball. At least Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is hitting .333.
Yeah, he's hitting decent.
And O'Neill Cruz is walking a lot. But I want to see the young guys. I want to see what they can add. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle there with one or two of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think pretty highly of Billy Cook and Nick York. Like, I think they could be good players. I'm not saying great players, but
they don't think that way, clearly, because they're not here.
But I don't know that that's the case.
What's the case then?
They have zero consistency with what they do. Like, David Bednar, all last season, no, scholarship. You're on the big league club. Doesn't matter how many saves you blow, early, middle, late. Doesn't matter. You're on scholarship. And then he's the day one closer, and three games get blown based a lot on the defense, and now he gets sent to AAA. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, need to work through things. And if you're going to be good this year, he's a huge part of it. So you need to figure him out. But why did not happen at any point last year?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he was dealing with injury. Like, that made all the sense in the world. So are they keeping those guys down because they're not good enough? I don't know, because their process is so haphazard. And then you've got the cherry on top of Shane Baz going six innings, allowing seven hits and striking out 10.
Yep.
And then the Tampa Bay Rays TV broadcast just pouring salt in the wound, talking about all the Pirates pitchers who have left.
Yep.
And been good elsewhere.
Yep.
Tough place to be.
Yes.
412-928-9370. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Text us. If there was an update on McCutcheon after the game last night that I missed, let us know. Yeah, I'm confused on that one. Dude hits an absolute urine missile down the sideline on a pitch that's up and in. His bat speed's always been his calling card. He's in his upper 30s, and he takes a fastball up and in, and he torques on that bad boy without a torpedo bat door.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's out of the lineup for 2 days. It just makes you wonder. Yep. Makes you wonder.
Yep.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.